So yeah, I was thinking about last night's talk when we were out for dinner with friends and talking about people having a different preference for in Myers-Briggs terms, judging, which doesn't mean being judgmental. It means wanting to close decisions down, kind of project plan.
Having an itinerary,
Yeah, a list. So,
knowing where you are.
but it is about, in Myers-Briggs terms, it is about making decisions. That's purely what it is in its purest sense. So, judging people will always have a preference for doing their work first and play later. That's the big distinction. And perceiving people, which doesn't mean perception in Carl Jung's terms, perceiving people with a P preference will always want to play first and then do work. And that means they tend to have a preference more for spontaneity, not closing decisions down, leaving things open, and having lots of different opportunities. And some of them describe living in a world of in a soup of opportunities that swirls around, and then they pluck out what they want at any time.
And I would describe that as chaos.
Neil would describe that as chaos because you have a clear preference, a very clear preference for judging. So you're in Myers-Briggs step two, your five facets, which then sit behaviours on top of the preferences, describe. Well, they're all clear. They're all extreme for you, aren't they? They're all
But what
clear
that doesn't mean is
preferences.
that I'm extremely judgmental, because I'm not.
It's not. Yeah.
It's
So
not
I said
judgmental,
yeah, and
it's
it's.
judging.
So, but last night, what was really interesting conversation was talking about. If you book a holiday and you're, well, you say your preference, because
Okay,
your
so my
preference for holiday
yeah, so
booking.
my preference for the holiday is to have a, I don't want to say tight itinerary. It's not tight. It's a very clear itinerary. I don't want to necessarily be thinking on the trip of what I need to do next. It just, for me, just feels really comfortable and really present to be able to just know what's coming next because it's already planned. It's already scheduled in. Now, that doesn't mean I've got to do everything in that moment. If it says 10:06, I've got to do it at 10:06. That's not for me what it means. It just means that the next thing is this, the next thing is this, so that I can be present in the moment in between
So, as
those
an
points.
MBTI practitioner, which I am, I find it really interesting because last night I was sat at the table listening to you say that. Although you didn't back yourself up as much as I think you should have done, or I don't think it was heard, because something I'll say in a minute, there's something in there that I think is really true. But I also heard the P side, and
So
our
did I.
friends were saying that, and this is what's so interesting, that they were saying that it's not possible to be present when you plan. And they were saying that they now book all their holidays, every single holiday, without booking any accommodation
Or
or
anything.
anything.
So the
So they just book
flight
a flight
and get to
and they
somewhere
turn up,
and
which
see
I
what
think is
happens.
really courageous, and I really respect it because it's not my preference to do that, but I can understand that it's really exciting, and that what they were explaining was that it allows in the flow in life, what people talk about when you're in flow, spontaneity and synchronicity happen. So synchronistic events happen. So they were explaining how they've been on holidays and turned up, literally at the airport and had to then think, well, okay, what should we do now? Where should we go? Where should we look for accommodation? Where should we go for dinner? Nothing planned. And then they go for dinner somewhere, and then somebody happens to hear a conversation they're happening, and then says, I think they were giving the example that they were saying, oh, well, maybe we go here, but or we need to get there. How are we going to get there? And somebody walked past their table at dinner and said, well, we've got a car. You can use it. We're not using it for a couple of weeks. And if you leave it at the airport when you're finished, we'll pick it up. And they did that. And they said that if they hadn't have not booked anything and turned up at that random restaurant, that synchronistic event, that offering from other people would never have happened.
Now, of course, they don't know that that would never have happened, and I guess my argument from a J perspective, as you describe it, is that I don't think what Jays are necessarily doing are switching off from that, because you can always make a judgment call in the moment. So if that had happened, say, to us, and we already had, you know, things booked, we already had a hire car and stuff, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't then resort to plan B, as it were, and you can't necessarily think, oh, well, okay, we've already got these things scheduled in, but actually this is going to be much better, this is going to be much more exciting, okay, we'll cancel the previous plans and stuff. See, that for me, doing that approach, yes, you could say it's courageous. I just say it's a little bit uncomfortable, because I want to relax into the moment and experience the moment rather than always be switched on.
So this is what I find.
Is how I perceive it.
So I find it really, really interesting, because I suppose I'm in a slightly more unusual place, really, because I am Jay. My preference is quite clear Jay. However, I've been around a lot of P's in my life at AstraZeneca when I was working there in people development, and like somewhere in my character, I have a preference for also appreciating difference in others. I always have. In fact, if anything, I put myself down and analyse and critique myself too much, and always think, oh, I wish I was like that person. So that has enabled me to actually really appreciate the penis. I'm going to say it, the penis. In others, and actually grow to
we'll
want to develop
on this one,
it. Yeah. Yeah. So I can really see both. And what I'm hearing from you, I don't know what the answer is. I'd be really interested to see what people listening to this think, because I can see both in this. I can see our friend's point of view that actually, supposedly, the universe does not work on linear time. It works on holographic time, on multi-dimensions. And I don't know the answer to this, but does the universe therefore... Is it a thing that would... If you're planful, would it make it harder for the universe, therefore, to offer up the synchronistic opportunities that are there in the soup, in the cosmic soup, or not? Because if the universe is really clever, actually linear time wouldn't matter, even if you've booked a holiday in advance. The universe would have already known that, if it's an intelligent life force, and it would supersede linear time. So it wouldn't matter whether you'd booked the holiday in advance or not, the synchronistic events would still happen, because at the point that you booked the holidays, the synchronistic events would already be kind of manifesting.
They would, and that was absolutely my point when we were at dinner.
And that, yeah.
Because, yeah, on a linear time, if you think, oh, well, it's already pre-booked, well, hold on.
The moment you booked it, the synchronistic events would have already germinated.
If
there's any quantum physicists out there listening to this, or if you know anyone, can you forward this voicemail that we're recording in bed Saturday morning? We're still surrounded by pillows right now. This is what happens sometimes. Because I'd really love to know. I'd really love to understand. You know, I've been listening to a lot of Joe Dispenza recently, and I know he talks more about brain, you know, wiring and things like that. But also, that's quantum physics. And I really would love to know how the universe feels about this kind of planfulness versus spontaneity. And is there one preference that the universe has for offering up synchronistic opportunities for you? Does it go against you if you're planful or not? Because what I'm hearing as an MBTI practitioner is that Neil's response, and actually mine still as my J preference, is that by booking everything in advance, or the majority of things, not everything, it allows you then, when you've arrived at the hotel that you pre-booked, to sit, relax, and then totally be present with where you are. And I've heard other J people on MBTI courses explain that as why actually they like planfulness, because it sorts out all the practicalities ahead of time so that when you're there, you can be present then. You can be fully present because you're not having to think about the practicalities then when you're turning up at the airport and you kind of think, well, what are we going to do now? You can actually turn up at the airport and breathe in the smells when you get off that plane. Breathe in the different air, the different plants, the flowers, the insects, you know, the weather, because you're not thinking about what we're going to do next, because you haven't booked it, because it's done.
That plays into Maslow as well, because the people are going to need some kind of food, water, shelter anyway. So they have to, even though they might deny this and think, oh, we're all in the flow, but they have to do the practicality.
Well, they have to do it at some point. Because I think they would argue, oh, no, we get off the plane and we breathe in the expanse of the air in our chests and our lungs, and we think, right, universe, what are you going to offer us now? And they go in. I think what our lovely friends, you know, were saying last night was they feel their way through. So they would breathe in that experience of getting off the plane, and they would feel, right, we're here now. What do we feel? Where are we drawn to? Which direction are we drawn to going in, literally?
And they've given left us experiences of literally driving across the desert in a 4x4, you know, fully self-sufficient, going in one direction through a particular African country, and then deciding, do you know, we're not actually feeling it in this direction.
Yeah.
Let's turn east, and then ending up in a completely different country.
And could, and have said as well, that in that moment, they've also realised that actually nobody on the planet knew where they were, and actually, if they'd have broken down, they would have become skeletons.
Yeah.
So it is courageous. And it is half the excitement. I think it is courageous. And I think, actually, for us to really be authentic in this kind of podcast, we should try that out. And I'm going to use the word should.
What, be planfully spontaneous?
Well, yeah, because we would we're now planning to be spontaneous. So it's still, my dear friend Frank Pring would say, Sonia, you're still being planful because you're planning to be spontaneous. Mm. But at least we're trying to explore the other side. So I think, but in order to kind of really live and breathe how that feels, because our friends were talking about it's how it feels, you feel your way through an experience, I think we could challenge ourselves and do that. Maybe we should, you know, maybe it's a little much to do it for a whole week or 2 week holiday, but maybe for a long weekend. That would be quite fun, wouldn't it, to explore driving to an area of the UK, maybe, or flying to, I don't know, Scotland or Ireland or somewhere a bit close to home, and not having anything booked the other side. That would be quite an adventure.
Planned chaos, says Neil.
Yeah, but wouldn't
with an
it?
Open mind.
It would be interesting.
It would be interesting. We'll report back to them. And I bet when they know that we're doing this, they'll be just chuckling away themselves thinking this is going to be
so then we need to then report back and do another of these on what it's like. So
but if you've done this, if you've played with this, anybody listening, if you've played with this, if you've done it from our perspective, so the planful way where you've just done it with spontaneity, or if you're a really spontaneous person and actually you figured out that, you know, you could plan something and just see what it feels like to just be present in a planful scenario, then we really would like to hear from you. So go to mindfulnear.com and post a little comment to this particular podcast. That would be great.
Thank you. So I'm just going to reiterate the final question, really, which was, does the universe mind? Is it still capable? Is the universe still capable of offering up synchronistic opportunity, whether you're in a planful experience or a spontaneous, in the spur of the moment experience? So, as Neil says, do let us know.